Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join the show. All you have to do is dial on in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also use our SIP line, which I did some work on last night. Turned out our instructions for calling the SIP line were, while well-written, not using the best service provider, and so we've changed our recommendations on that. If you've tried to call the SIP line before and you've failed, visit sip.freetalklive.com for a new recommended provider that should make it super easy for you to call in that way. It's a best, just a more higher quality internet calling method, and we don't talk about it enough, so go to sip.freetalklive.com to get those instructions. Tonight it's Ian.
All right.
And Conan.
Conan, apparently there's been another shooting out there, another Colorado shooting.
Another safe space got shot up.
A safe space?
Well, somewhere where there's probably no firearms allowed by the ownership.
Right, well, not the traditional safe space of a government school in this case. You're talking about this is a club.
Right.
Where I presume there are bouncer types or whatever that are checking people for weapons.
Probably just IDs. They're probably not actually looking for weapons because it's just not somewhere where weapons frequent.
In most places, you know, there's going to be alcohol served at these drag shows, and it's generally a bad idea to mix firearms and alcohol. So
to be clear, it wasn't a drag show.
There was a stage performance. I'm not sure exactly what was going on
the
stage.
I thought it was the next night.
There was an event taking place. There was dancing.
Okay.
The patrons were dancing, and there was a stage.
Well, if it's a gay club, there's going to be dancing pretty much every night.
Right, but there was a stage presence that was taking place, and it's not clear what was actually going on. But the reasoning behind the shooting was because of the following day's all-ages drag show that was going to take place. That had just been advertised on their site, and like a couple hours later.
How do you know that was the reason?
It's suspect.
Is the shooter still alive? I know nothing about this. I saw the headlines. I saw somebody shoots up a gay club in Colorado, apparently. I didn't even know where it was. I heard there was a gay club shooting. Remember there was that one in Florida in Orlando like 15 years ago?
A long time ago, yeah.
I knew that one. It wasn't quite 15 years ago, but it was
a while back.
Especially notable. That one even had my father willing to go out there and march in an LGBT pride parade.
Wow. Do you remember what was the reasoning? Was that a jilted lover, or was that an actual anti-a hater?
I don't think it was
definitely
anti.
Was not Islamic terrorism.
Which is what, that's what they tried to push down our throats, is that it was some type of...
Well, no, they pushed down that it was definitely not that, even though the guy was a Muslim and it was an act of terrorism.
Wow, damn. That feels like so long ago. It was actually only 2016.
I thought it was relatively, just before I moved up here.
It's at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, I thought it was at least a decade, but no.
There's just so many of these things. Let me back off. There aren't so many of these, but they report on them like they're happening every other night.
I don't know about that, Conan. I mean, I don't remember hearing about any other gay club shootings.
I'm talking about shootings in general.
Oh, okay.
Mass shootings.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is the only... I wouldn't even remember that one. You advertised this night's show as another gay shooting. I'm like, where was the last one? I don't remember.
Pulse was the last one that I remember.
The Pulse nightclub was hosting Latin Night at the time when the shooting went down there. And the man who allegedly did it, Omar Mateen, 29 years old at the time, he was shot and killed by police after a three-hour standoff. He had sworn allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. So apparently he said the U.S. killing of Abu Wahib in Iraq had triggered the shooting. So it's not clear, why this club versus some other one. I don't know. It's been a while.
Well, he was undoubtedly homophobic or, some sort of he had some sort of hatred for LGBT people.
Well, as we learned last night, or discussed last night, and we were talking about Qatar and the World Cup and all the various different restrictions going on over there, certainly a lot of the people in the Muslim community are not comfortable.
Allegedly. Did that even happen, is my question.
Did what happen?
Was he actually confronted and told to leave and take his shirt off? Because he eventually got in there, by the way, with his shirt.
Pulse?
Kate Qatar. The reporter with the LGBTQ shirt who got turned away at the door.
I hadn't heard anything about it.
This is news to me.
The World Cup.
Uh-huh.
All right, so some soccer reporter was trying to enter in to report on football.
Into the country?
into the World Cup event.
Into the actual stadium.
He had a LGBTQ soccer shirt on.
Yeah.
And he was turned away.
Did it show, like, people kissing on it or something?
No, it just had the rainbow flag.
That's it.
Around a soccer ball. I thought you guys talked about this.
No, no.
We talked about different aspects of this.
No, we just talked about how Qatar is restrictive towards people doing gay things, basically. And people doing any kind of public display of affection is what we learned. You can't even, you know, hold hands with your wife.
What sparked that? Because this is very curious that this just happened.
It's all in the news. The whole World Cup.
Okay, it was because of this reporter, probably.
No, this was about the armbands and the players wanting to wear armbands that said hashtag one love, where FIFA and I believe, although I haven't seen this confirmed anywhere, the Qatar government wanted them to instead have one that said no discrimination.
And there's a prohibition on alcohol at the stadium as well.
I heard about that one.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things in the news about that.
All sorts of reasons not to have this thing in Qatar.
Right. Well, and what was your conclusion? Because I'm going to say, when in Rome, as Qatar does.
Stay out of Rome.
Yeah. Either boycott Qatar or do what they want.
Because
it's their country.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly it. That was the argument I think that we ended up making, was that, you know, FIFA dropped the ball here and that they should have said that this amount of money, that they should have given it to the second place bidder, whoever that would have been, or they should have said to Qatar, okay, that's fine, you can have the World Cup there, but you're going to have to adopt the standards of the countries that are going to be playing there, at least to some extent.
Yeah, right. That's not going to happen.
No. In which case, we'll go on to the second bidder.
So, okay, let's go back to this story, though, Conan. So you have a shooting that happened in Colorado at a gay club. There's at least several people that were killed.
There's five dead, and there's like 20 that were shot. 20 wounded.
And did you say what happened to the shooter?
He was tackled by two dudes.
So they got him alive.
Okay. And, of course, they are still investigating the motives. No one really knows what was... everyone's speculating. They all say it's a hater who went in there, and because of the next day's event.
Well, it's speculation about the next day's event, but, I mean, there's no doubt that he was a hater. You have to hate someone in order to go to a club and shoot 20 people and kill five others.
You could just be a psychopath.
You could be just a psychopath.
True.
And you could also be a self-hating gay.
Could be.
I find that argument so weak, though. I mean, so many people out there hate pedophiles, but it's not because they're secretly pedophiles. And that's essentially what they're saying.
I think there are those people.
There may be some.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of those people.
But it leads to this mentality that, oh, I hate racists, therefore they're actually racist. Or, you know, whatever. Whatever you hate, you're not secretly that. That's what I hear when I hear the, oh, well, you hate gay people, it's because you're secretly actually gay. No, I hate racists, but it's not because I'm secretly a racist.
Yeah, but then we enter into the law of projection. And if you've got someone that's all they ever talk about, and they're writing posts about it, I hate this, I hate that. It's like you come to the conclusion, like, maybe you should just step back and reconsider. Are you maybe the problem? Why are you always talking about this?
Why are you always thinking about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the difference between what you're saying here, Arya.
Yeah.
You said you hate racists. I personally pity them.
I don't hate them, right.
But you don't obsess over them, right? Like, you're not waking up in the morning going and checking racist blogs to see what the racists are saying. You're not having arguments with them regularly. You know, you're not seeking them out, are you, for, you know, drama or anything like that?
No, but I immediately think about the people on our Matrix server who, like, wake up and start reading on Reddit about, you know, trans threads and stuff like that because they're just obsessed. So
that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who are absolutely obsessed. They can't stop talking about it. They can't stop thinking about it. There's something in the back of that person's mind, whether they're conscious of it or not, and I suspect they are, and that's why they kind of act out in a way that says, I'm not gay, I'm going to go out and shoot some gays to prove it, you know, whatever, right?
Or like for whatever reason, it's something about themselves that they hate.
Mm-hmm.
And so they take it out on the people around them. This is normal. This is normal behavior, actually.
Yeah. And you can see it, of course, when, you know, we see it with the politicians who make a big stink about going anti-gay.
And then 6 months later, you find them in the
men's bathroom playing footsie with somebody.
Correct. This happens all the time.
Trying to have sex with somebody in the men's bathroom, which actually happened. And I think it was some D.C. politician. Within the last couple decades. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts on the latest.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join the show here. We're talking about the latest mass shooting happening in Colorado at a club called Club Q. And apparently there was a drag show going on. What you had said previously, Conan, was that there was a scheduled all-ages drag show the next day. That is allegedly the reason why this person was shooting, but
who knows?
We don't know yet. It's a little too early to say for sure what the motives are behind this individual who has been identified as a man who has changed his name within the last 5 years, apparently. Currently goes by Anderson Lee Aldrich.
Three names.
Well, they always do that. It's to clear the news has, I think, a policy of going by three names if they can, because you don't want to confuse them with Anderson Jones Aldrich or Anderson Bob Aldrich,
is that,
or whatever.
Is that the truth, or is it just
when
the CIA puts these guys together, they're like, we've got to have three names just like Oswald.
Don't you have a middle name?
Yeah, but I never use it.
Well, they're going to put it out there if you ever get caught doing something, you know, allegedly.
Well, that's
violent.
Not going to happen. But
okay, then you don't have to worry about it then. We won't find out what your middle name is, Conan.
Not as precious as Conan. It's actually it's a lot more mundane.
Apparently his original name, he was from Bear County, Texas, used to be known as Nicholas F. Brink. But in 2016, he petitioned the court to change his name to what it currently is. And then he apparently recently went into this Colorado LGBTQ nightclub and shot up the place before being stopped by two patrons in the club that took him down. One ex-military guy that managed to take him down, and another one of the drag performers as well, apparently. So speaking of the military, if you've ever worked at Camp Lejeune or lived there between the years of 1953 to 1988, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation. They had contaminants in the drinking water during those years that have led to those diseases. There might be some deadlines involved, so don't hold off on this. Go and call this number I'm about to give you, and you find out if you or a loved one are eligible for possible payments. 888-918-1037 is the number. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money is already set aside. So let's see here. What did you learn about this, Conan? What do we need to know about the shootings, the latest?
Well, the shooting. The shooter has three names. We've got that down. Young person left behind a girlfriend. But not a whole
and
lot more
alive.
To go on that. And he's alive.
He's alive.
Supposedly the military dude you just talked about really smacked him around a little bit.
I would hope so. He took his gun from him and beat him with it.
Yeah, I think the performer was actually kicking him in the head. So this is what you should suspect, you know, when you go in there and you try to pull a stunt like this.
According to the news, CNN.com reports that he was arrested last year in connection with a bomb threat that led to a standoff at his mother's home. According to a news release from the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, two law enforcement sources confirmed that the suspect in Saturday's shooting and the bomb threat were indeed the same person based on his name and date of birth.
Yeah, I heard allegations that he changed his name in order to hide from his past of mental illness and past criminal history, but having changed my name and known several people who changed their names, it's not like this blank, you don't suddenly get a blank slate where you're disconnected from your past. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, plus he changed his name in 2016 and he got accused of the bomb threat last year, so he did that after changing his name. There's video from a Ring door camera that of his house or his mom's house shows him exiting the house with his hands up and barefoot, walking to sheriff's deputies. They responded to a report by the man's own mother that he was, quote, threatening to cause harm to her with a homemade bomb, multiple weapons, and ammunition. Deputies called the suspect, and he refused to comply with orders to surrender, leading them to evacuate nearby homes. In video obtained by CNN, he appears to rant about the police and challenging them to breach the house where he was holed up. He says on the video, pointing a camera out the window, saying, quote, I've got the effing S-heads outside. Look at that. They've got a bead on me. You see that right there? Effing S-heads got their effing rifles out. If they breach, I'm a effing blow it to holy hell, he adds, and then walks in and out of a bedroom. And you've got a guy threatening his own mother with a bomb, and he's still walking the streets, apparently.
Though authorities at the time said no explosives were found.
I'm not at all surprised that he was full of it.
Gun control advocates have asked why police didn't use Colorado's red flag laws to seize the weapons his mother says he had.
Well, thank God they didn't, because all of these red flag laws would keep every trans person in just about every state from owning a gun.
There's no public record prosecutors ever moved forward with felony kidnapping and menacing charges against Aldrich. Hmm. And by the way, that's what always scares me, is the first thing they start talking about is they bring up these issues from years ago, and it's like, why didn't they take his guns then? Red flag laws, da-da-da-da-da, and that's where they get you.
Well, he had committed violent crimes, it sounds like. We don't even need a red flag law at this point. It sounds like he had committed felonies.
It sounds why, but these prosecutors didn't move forward so why not?
It's not even about red flag laws. It was, why didn't the prosecutors move forward? Why wasn't he charged with these actual violent crimes?
Well, maybe this didn't happen in 2021.
Well, there's video of it.
They didn't find a bomb.
Well, at the very least, there's video of the SWAT team pulling up to his house and him stepping outside.
And evidently saying that he was going to blow the place. So whether I don't believe for a second that he had an actual bomb and they didn't find a bomb. But still, that's a violent threat, an intent to cause bodily harm to another. That's a felony. Violent felony.
Right. So how does he avoid this? And then maybe this points to possible CIA involvement, right? Or FBI or whoever it is that's doing the MK Ultra on these people here. It says, according to CNN, it's not immediately clear how the bomb threat case was resolved. According to the Colorado Springs Gazette, the attorney's office, or district attorney's office, said no formal charges were pursued in the case. I mean, can you imagine calling your mom saying that you're threatening her with a bomb and other weapons, and then you have a standoff with the SWAT team before you finally, finally walk out of the house and turn yourself in, and not being charged with something?
Or even going to jail for a night?
Yeah.
There's something very peculiar about that. So he didn't even go to jail for the night?
That's not clear. He certainly wasn't charged. And according to the district attorney's office, his arrest in connection with a bomb threat wouldn't have even shown up in background checks, according to law enforcement sources, who said records indicate he purchased the weapons because the case was never adjudicated. The charges were dropped, and the records were sealed.
Of course, this did happen during the COVID times. So maybe the courts were all logged up, jammed up.
All the more reason they need to stop pursuing nonviolent crimes, that they're so jammed up that they can't pursue someone threatening to bomb his mother to death.
Yeah, what they did here during the COVID thing was they just kept kicking people's court dates back. So if you got arrested, you'd sit in jail unless you could bail yourself out during that time frame.
And he wasn't a teen either. He would have been 21, according to this timeline. So he was an adult. This is very curious.
That is really strange.
And absolutely no charges were pursued.
Nope.
Doesn't make any sense.
Why did they seal the records in this case?
And so now leftists are pointing to red flag laws, saying, well, why didn't, the red flag laws protect us? And that's not even the question. The question is, why didn't the prosecutors do their job?
Why didn't you already follow the law that's on the books instead of here you are trying to make new law?
Yep, good questions. If you want to jump in here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Apparently, they went after an ex-priest. And you've got a story about that, Ari, as somebody who was targeted for having sex on the altar of his ex-church. Coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Airports across the United States are jammed Tuesday. Officials warn this year's Thanksgiving travel season will be the third largest for travel in the last 20 years. This after most restrictions due to the pandemic have been lifted. Airline officials are optimistic that travelers will experience fewer delays as the number of flights have decreased in order to avoid overloads and cancellations. Two people are dead in a television news helicopter crash along an interstate in North Carolina Tuesday. The crash happened along Interstate 77 in South Charlotte. The chopper belonged to television station WBTV. The Biden administration is extending a pause on federal student loan payments after legal challenges halted the president's plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student debt for many borrowers. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us right here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And want to say thanks to Freedom's Phoenix. It's your source for all news, economic, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines in one place from a fresh libertarian perspective over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. It's Ian Aria Conan here in the studio tonight. We were talking about this shooting over in Colorado, and Conan, you're saying you just saw something that says the dude was charged in the situation with his mother reporting him as threatening her with a bomb.
Back in 2021, Aldrich was charged with 2 counts of felony menacing and 3 counts of first-degree kidnapping for the incident. The El Paso Sheriff's Office, which handled his arrest, did not release a mugshot from the incident and did not immediately respond to inquiries from Fox News Digital.
So that was...
But this all just happened, so you know how this works. We're going to be fine. They're going to be trickling little bits and pieces of info for the next week, 2 weeks, forever. You know, there are some shootings that took place in Las Vegas that we still don't know what went down. So it just depends on who's doing the research, who's doing the investigating, and what they choose, what information they choose to hand down to us.
Huh.
Yeah, but 2021 was last year, and this guy... I would expect he, you know, in a state prison system, he's already been tried, or he would have already been tried, or pled guilty, or whatever the result would have been. I fail to see how, or at the very least, on pretrial supervised release, I fail to see how this person could have acquired firearms.
Apparently, they never took them from him or something. It's not really clear. I mean, you're saying he was charged, but according to the Colorado Gazette, they're saying no formal charges were pursued in the case.
Interesting.
And that it was sealed. So maybe he was initially charged on the day of by the police, but then the prosecutors declined to move them forward, right? Because when the sort of the legal procedure is, the police can bring a charge against you. They can arrest you for a thing, but then it still has to go to the prosecutor's office, and the prosecutor can then continue to bring the case, or they can say, nope, we're going to null process and then just cancel it right there. So it sounds like maybe that's what happened, was it got to the prosecutor and they decided to just shelve this thing and sealed the files.
Whose grandson is he? Is he like the mayor's grandson or something?
That is also part of the story at CNN. He's the grandson of an outgoing California assemblyman.
All right, maybe that's why it all got thrown under the table.
What is an assemblyman? That doesn't sound like a position that has a whole lot of prestige and power to it.
It's a state lawmaker, so he's like a state rep.
Okay,
basically.
Yeah, I don't know about California, but yeah. In New Hampshire, that wouldn't be enough to get your charges dismissed by a long shot.
And plus, why would that guy have any sway in Colorado, right? Like the fact that his grandpa is an assemblyman in California. I mean, it just doesn't really vibe as far as why that would work out. But according to the Colorado Gazette, apparently Aldrich, who was the alleged shooter here, called an editor at the Gazette in August and asked that the story be removed since the case was dropped. So even the suspect himself was trying to clean up the internet of stories about him. Like, he's calling
it
editors.
Doesn't work that way, dude. Sorry, first of all. Second of all, why were the charges were dropped?
That's
he
what
said?
He said. That's, yeah, according to Aldrich, in a voice message left for the Gazette's editors, quote, "There is absolutely nothing there. The case was dropped, and I'm asking you to either remove or update the story." He said the entire case was dismissed in his voicemail.
And if any of this had gone forward, he would not have been able to purchase that AR-style rifle and the handgun, if I understand correctly. This is another state, but I'm just saying this is how it works in New
Hampshire. Yeah, even if the charges were still pending, he wouldn't have been able to acquire them. They don't allow people with pending felony charges to...
Yeah, I can't have a gun.
Nor can I.
Right.
Nor can any of the Crypto 6 or anyone who's been, you know, awaiting trial. Maybe if it's a misdemeanor, you may still be able to have a firearm. I don't know. But if it's a felony, you're not. And aggravated kidnapping or whatever the kid was charged with, definitely a
felony.
First
degree. So like you said, Conan, it was the sheriff's office that was saying he was facing the charges. So sheriffs took him in, charged him.
Yep.
Prosecutors dropped it.
Yep.
That's what it looks like. Two counts of felony menacing, three counts of first-degree kidnapping. So that's it. That's what we got on this guy. Of course, I haven't had a chance to pursue what 4chan is saying about him. You know, they always do their own investigations and find all kinds of interesting details.
And their investigations are interesting, if nothing else. They're not always necessarily right, and sometimes they're misguided, but they're at least interesting.
Yep, you're going to definitely see stuff you won't see in the mainstream media over there, that's for sure. If you want to weigh in on this discussion, the number 603-283-6160, but it does bring up a larger issue, and that is people freaking out. Now, whether or not this was the reason for this guy going in and doing the shooting, we still don't know. But there's a lot of people who are losing it over drag shows.
Yeah, they are, man. I don't know why it suddenly is this issue.
Right, they've been around for forever, as long as men have worn women's clothing.
Yeah, there are not more drag shows going on right now. I think conservatives just ran out of other things to be upset about. Yeah, so
but how many drag shows include 8-year-olds?
The same number that included them 10 years ago. Very, very few, and it's not my business if a parent wants to take their kid to a drag show.
I agree with that. I just don't understand why people are so
concerned.
Not take
the kid, the actual let the kid perform.
It's is that not my business.
At an adult event.
Is that what they were going to do in Colorado?
I don't know, but okay. But I do know that there are very famous. I'm thinking immediately of a Amazing Desmond or whatever, who's like a 8-year-old who performs drag.
Who cares? I just don't understand. I mean, if that's what the parents and that kid want to do for fun or whatever, why is it anyone else's business?
Because of the sexualization of the event. If you're taking your clothes off,
that's a strip show, Conan. We're not talking about strip shows.
That's what this kid does.
What about these cheerleading competitions? These dance competitions, like the movie Cuties pointed out, happen every single day.
I'm not okay with Cuties either.
And not necessarily the film, but the actual dance competition, because Cuties is an exaggerated form of that, but these cheerleading competitions, these dance competitions, they happen for kids who are 10 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old, every single day in the United States.
If a 10-year-old is grinding on stage, a very sexualized act, I am not okay with that, and that is grooming.
But it's not your kid.
It doesn't. All right, that's a good point. Except it doesn't matter because I'm a part of the community. I'm a part of the collective, and I can see the downward spiral that is taking place right in front of me.
But okay. We don't know that it's necessarily a downward spiral. You're assuming that. For all we know, that having 8-year-olds in drag shows and doing cheerleading competitions leads to a better, more productive society. We don't know.
8-year-olds aren't thinking about sex or performing sex. They shouldn't be. Unless they've been introduced to that by an adult who is into it.
Look, Conan, I tend to agree with you on these things as far as young.
And by the way, I actually have kids, unlike you two.
You do.
Okay, just get that on the table.
You do. And I tend to agree with you on your opinion about this, but it's none of my business, right? I don't have to go to the drag show. And I don't have to participate in any way, shape, or form. I don't have to give money to that company or whoever it is that's hosting. And again, what you're talking about sounds like a strip show to me. This isn't drag. Drag is generally men dressing in women's clothing and singing pop songs. Like, that's 99% of
what they would like you to believe is going on at these events.
I have no reason to disbelieve.
But when articles of clothing are getting taken off and being thrown into the audience, and money is being distributed, handed up to these people to put in their G-strings.
Hold on.
All right, now that you've entered into another level.
Because, Ian, you've been to one of these events.
I've been to more than one. I mean, not that many.
Have you ever been to any of these events?
I've seen these events taking place at parades. I've never gone to a nightclub and watched one of these.
You've seen clips of what conservatives want you to get upset about on the internet.
Okay, so they do exist.
Let's talk about it. Coming up here, there's more on the way. The number is 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts on the drag controversy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join the show here, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
We're talking about people getting all upset over drag shows. Not strip shows. And they seem to be, I don't know if it's purposeful. I suspect it's just pure ignorance. But they seem to be likening strip shows to drag shows and acting as though every drag show is actually a strip show.
I'm sure some of them are.
Maybe.
But I've never seen
it.
Right.
I've never seen it. They probably do exist. But I suspect those particular shows are not marketed to children.
I would imagine not.
I will say this. The show that I went to, I hadn't seen a drag show since I was living in Florida, but there was one that came to Keene here 2 months ago, I think, at this point. And Bonnie and I went. You told us it wasn't your thing, so
I
didn't want to go. But
I was also doing an interview with the German news team who was out here on that very day, so I wouldn't have been available to go anyway. But I mean, from what
it's
I could
not your
tell,
kind of music either. It was Madonna.
It's not, yeah.
Right?
But from what I could tell, it was packed. There were people
sold
everywhere. I felt kind of weird walking past the event, you know, being me, right?
And what are they doing, like show tunes?
And no, it was all Madonna in this case.
Yeah.
But yeah, you would definitely see drag performers perform show tunes and, you know, that sort of
thing. Yeah, and if it's adults, I don't have any issue whatsoever.
Well,
In fact, some of it's pretty good. But when I see a 10-year-old... By the way, I don't know if there are any. I kept saying 8. Desmond is amazing. Is it currently 11?
Desmond is currently 15, apparently.
Oh, really?
When
started
Desmond
when he was 10.
Hit the scene, it was like 10, 11, something like that. But let me tell you a little bit more about this event, Conan. It was advertised as some portions may not be appropriate for children. That was in the flyer for the event. And turns out that wasn't because there was like nudity or stripping or anything like that. It was because of the language that was being used at the event. It was an adult show, right? But there was at least one or two people that had brought their kids with them to the event. And let me tell you, there was nothing here that was more offensive than something you would see at your average R-rated movie.
Yeah, I mean, we know that this takes place with all the gay pride parades and events that take place. People bring their kids, And there's
does that upset you?
When a dude is out there in his bikini and he's got dildos all over his forehead and he's twerking and he's grinding right in front of like a little kid.
That didn't happen.
This happens all the time, dude.
I don't know, man. Maybe I've never seen this.
Neither of you have been to a gay pride event, a parade?
Yes, but I've never seen a dude in a bikini with dildos on his forehead or whatever it is that you said. I've never seen it, man.
I'd have to say it hasn't happened somewhere, Conan. It's probably on Libs of TikTok. That's probably how he saw it. They love posting this kind of stuff at Libs of TikTok.
These events do. Maybe they're not. Maybe it's 1 in 100. But these events do take place, okay. And kids are involved.
Let's say that they do. All right. Let's say that
they do.
Okay. Let's pretend like it happened in Keene, and that there was a couple of people there that have brought their kids, and this one of these performers comes out and does something really lewd on the stage, like you're describing, and the kid
sees it, and the kid is like, I want to be like that person.
And then you get your downward spiral. So you think, okay, I don't know that there's anything bad with the
kids
child wanting
learn
to be
from
like
adults.
I don't think there's anything bad with a child wanting to be a drag queen or a trans or any of these things. I don't know why that's necessarily a downward spiral. But this myth that kids are just blank slates ready to reflect whatever they witness, it's mythology.
Kids are blank slates. They learn from their surroundings.
Christians put up forward this idea that, you know, that they're kids that can read the Bible every single day, but then they read one queer book in the public library, and suddenly they're genderqueer and they're cross-dressing, and it's absolute nonsense that kids can be so easily molded by one exposure to something.
The difference is you're not going to have a Christian set of parents take their kids to the show where there's somebody grinding, doing whatever on the stage. That child is likely not going to be put into that circumstance. The kind of parents that are going to take their kids to a show like that are probably parents that are very liberal. They're probably parents that, you know, I don't know, have sex in front of their children or something like that, right? Like, there's all kinds of weird things that other parents would do that maybe we wouldn't do, right? And so the question is, if parents take their kids to a show where something offensive, like you're describing, and things we can't say on the radio, right, are happening on stage, what should happen to those parents?
I don't know. But there's
people that want to make this illegal, Conan.
Yeah, let's be very clear with what I'm trying to tackle here. Whenever you sexualize any of these actions, that's my issue. That's my problem.
Is that because sex is bad?
For a 10-year-old? 10-year-olds shouldn't be thinking about sex, unless they're on the farm and they're helping dad inseminate the cow.
That's fine. Because it's life.
That's grooming. That's teaching that child
Everything is grooming.
Oh, then what's the problem with drag shows?
If it's just some dude up there singing some show tunes or some Madonna, I don't have a problem with it. But when it's some kid, some 10-year-old who's disrobing, he's not disrobing to a bikini, his underwear, or anything, but he's out there getting dollars for his dancing skills, and it's nothing but thirsty old dudes. I have an issue with that because we know what they're thinking. We know what those dudes, why they went to this event.
Thinking, and I'm not going to project anything. All we have to do is
just look at the news.
I think we found the projection.
Look at all the pedophiles that are being caught every single day in this country.
But wait a minute, does what you're describing actually happen? Because whenever I see even these clips that, you know, Libs of TikTok has posted, and I've seen some of them, it's usually like there was one of them of a stripper or something. Where there really was somebody that, I mean, the person wasn't naked, but they were in like a thong, right? So like not a drag show. They weren't dressing in drag.
You see that at the beach.
Well, certainly. But there was like some little kid putting a dollar in the person's thong or something like that. And the conservatives are losing their, you know, they're freaking out over this. But in the background, you could see it was like families that were attending this thing. I did not see a whole bunch of thirsty dudes in the background. So have you actually seen this happening?
I have it right here. I have it pulled up.
You have a video of a
Desmond is
child
amazing doing dancing to No Doubt or I'm Just a Girl by No Doubt.
Yeah.
Going in and out of the audience, and it's nothing but old dudes. It's child endangerment. That's what this is.
And I would have
the exact same problem if I found out that my neighbor was beating his kids.
Mm-hmm.
I had the exact same issue with introducing these sexualized notions to a 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. Let the kid go play. Let him go out, build forts.
This is how Desmond plays. I don't see that. I
would have the same. I would have the same issue with just handing a 10-year-old a stack of Playboys or whatever smut is available in magazine style.
Are you telling me
alcohol and cigarettes? Go for it.
You're telling me you didn't sneak a Playboy when you were 10 years old?
I absolutely did.
Okay.
Except, but it was secretive. I had to do it. I had to learn it. I had to figure it out on my own.
What would have been? Wait a minute, Conan. So
my parents weren't just saying, "Hey, here's some porn, dude."
But communication with your parents is good.
Yeah, I don't see. Like to me, when I was raised, my parents would send me down the hall if they were watching like an R-rated movie and there was a sex scene that would come on or something like that. They'd say, "Oh, you gotta go down the hall." And of course, you know, now I want to know what's on the TV. Like, why are my parents?
Or they just fast forward through?
What are they keeping me away from? Right. And so it made sex more mysterious. It made it more, you know, alluring, that sort of thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with. I agree with you to say like don't force this stuff on kids. But would there be anything wrong if like a grandpa gave his grandson a Playboy? You know, at age 8 or 9 or something like that? Like, here, don't tell your parents or whatever. Share it with your friends. I don't see what the problem with that is.
I don't see anything wrong with the parents doing it.
Yeah, except it's never the granddad. It's the neighbor's uncle. Yeah.
That's because they can't get it from their own parents, right?
Yeah, and he has ideas. The neighbor's uncle, whatever, has ideas, and is what we have. That's what
if the
that's
kid's
my
parents
issue.
Get him the Playboy subscription, then he doesn't have to go to the creepy uncle.
Yeah, except right? How many parents are going to do that? Except the liberal types you're talking about.
That's the thing, right? So the question
or Desmond is Amazing's mom.
Are the liberal raised kids less depraved sexually than the conservatives?
Less depraved?
Yeah.
No, they're more depraved.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think the more you repress sexuality, the more you tell kids sex is bad, the more depraved and the more deviancy you see.
All right, where do you find more broken families and single parent households?
The trailer park.
And also liberals.
It's not among LGBTQ families. They're rock solid. They're some of the most successful, stable families out there, by all accounts.
No, I'm asking the question. I don't actually know. Where the most broken families come from, politically?
Straight people. By definition,
yeah,
straight people.
Yeah, but gay people aren't. How many gay people are having families?
Plenty, especially nowadays. And they're very good at it.
Call in and tell us.
Very successful.
Open phones here. The number 603-283-6160. All sex bad? Is the repression of sexuality really the problem? You tell us. It's Free Talk Live.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.